Hello, good day, guys. So you're welcome to another edition of our podcast. So today we are looking at picking influence over power. So as a person, what would you prefer? Would you prefer to pick influence over power? Would you rather be influential or be powerful? So what's your take on this topical issue? So basically, for me, from my own perspective, I feel that influence or power are two things that are used interchangeably and that carry quite some level of importance in the way our society and the affairs of human lives are governed. And basically, influence is that stretch of control that comes legitimately by people surrendering their rights, their privileges, opportunity, their loyalty to you as a result of a strong charisma or a bond that emits from you to them and from them to you. And basically, power is the ability to control people's actions or outcomes, basically because of sanctions that can be enforced against them. So most times when people say they are influential, it means that they have some level of acceptability that comes from the fact that people can reckon with them, people can reckon with their charisma, and it's something that they are willing to work with or follow people with. So that aura is there, it is compelling enough for them to follow such a person. But on the other hand, power is such that it is most times gotten through the use of force, threat, or sanction. So it is most times something that we explore because we have some level of enforcement drive at it. However, when we talk of influence, it just means that person has an opportunity, as a power, or the ability to, you know, talk to people, to pick up certain traits, certain decisions, actions, even without any form of compulsion. They just follow because they believe that person's character, attributes, charisma is sellable to them. So as it is most leaders, especially in Africa, grow up tending to lean towards the side of power. But power is not always the winner, it's not always the deal breaker at every point in time. Influence would always triumph over power. Power and influence combined together can make someone a very good leader. So people can be in power, but they might not even be influential. So when someone is influential, that person controls a whole lot of things, and people who are in power might depend on that particular person for such efforts. So influence is that thing that you have, that even when you are not sitting on the throne, you have the power of a king and much more. So it means that they see you as a kingmaker. So those people who install kings don't have the power of the king, but they have the influence, they have the power, they have the ability to make the king. So as a person, we have to start looking at this direction of life beyond the grips of power, beyond the insatiable drive for power. We have to start looking at becoming a system where we can become rise above the greed and the insatiable quest for power. We have to get to a level where we're influential, we're able to permit all necessary corners, because our vision, our mission is not supposed to be small. Power most times is restricted to just a group of people. For instance, the president of Nigeria is restricted to Nigeria. The power of the president of Nigeria cannot go beyond the borders of Nigeria into Togo. No, it doesn't. If it does, it is illegal. It is not valid. However, someone who is influential can drive thoughts, can drive patterns, followership across borders. So for instance, now we have people like Olakunle Soyinyo, we have people like John Obidi, we have people like David Oyedepo, Adeboye, and all of them, Sam Adeyemi, Pastor Kojima, they were able to drive their thoughts beyond the borders of Nigeria. And don't forget that a whole lot of times when politicians need votes, when they need people to push their credibility, they seek after these people because they understand that power is just shot. It can never be enough. Influence is the grandfather of power. Being able to influence is bliss. It is the power, it is the ability to touch human lives, even without the use of force. So when you look at our world today, we have people like Didier Drogba, who even though he was just a mere footballer, stopped an impending war in his country, Cote d'Ivoire, by speaking to the people. We have people like Cristiano Ronaldo, we have people like Messi, who have huge followership all over the world. And all of these things translate to something. They are key stakeholders in the minds of people. People who are their own constituents, not necessarily because they are voted into power, but because they hold a relevant stake in the affairs of those people. So today I encourage every one of us to begin to look beyond our value as a person just because of what the quest for power is. We must look at our value as persons by virtue of influence. How much influence do you have? If all your power, all your sanctions, all your disciplinary measures are taken away from you today, would you still be you? Would people follow you willingly? Do you hold that much aura, that much charisma for people to submit to? So you have to ask yourself that question. You have to be someone of influence. You don't have to buy influence. A lot of people buy influence. So, for instance, you have influencers who have 100,000 followers, and when it's now time for them to do specific projects that require the support of their followers, they don't get as much. All of these things are key. They are things we should work towards and be sure that the fruits will come earnest in the future. So till we meet again, I hope you would begin to cultivate your influence quotient, and let's see how we'll take it from there. Take care.